Lovesh talis bas arba knafos. If a person is not wearing a four-corner garment, eino chayav betzitzis, then he has no obligation to wear tzitzis. Period. In other words, the way we sort of described in English, the mitzvah is, if you're going to wear a four-corner garment, make sure it has tzitzis on it. So if you're not, then you don't have to worry about it. So, right? That's number one. Then he says, but number two, he says is, v'tov, it's, this is obviously, the translation is a loaded translation. It's good, v'nachon, and it's proper, lios kol adam zahir, that every person, a man obviously, should be careful, lilbosh talis katan kol ayom, to wear this four-cornered undergarment, the talis katan, all day, k'dei sheyizkor ha-mitzvahs b'chol rega, so that he is reminded of the mitzvahs at every moment.
For example, it's a funny way of putting it, in a adam loivesh, if he doesn't wear, if he just said, four-cornered garment, or not four-cornered garment, if you don't wear,
What would you want it to say? No, I think step one is saying you should know. He's coming clean. He's saying you should know there's no obligation to wear tzitzis.
Right.
Step one.
Right.
But still it's proper to do so. So like he's setting up like that. He's coming. So that's what's going on there, right? So what I think is very fascinating, by the way, is I would have thought that it's, if someone would have asked me, if I'm not chayav wearing tzitzis, how come I have to? And that you're supposed to, that's the din, you're supposed to wear all. So I would tell them, like, really I'm sort of tainted by the Gemara Menachos, but I would say, Hashem gives you a mitzvah to do, like, it's an easy one, why in the world wouldn't you do it? Like, it's a freebie, it's a giveaway, so put it on, and it's got all its feels, like, why would you neglect it purposefully, along those lines.
It's powerful when it's supposed to involve you holding it.
Correct. But am I thinking more, you know, like, I don't know if I would say it like the schar, like why would you leave, if I'd describe to somebody, I might say, you know, why would you leave that sort of schar on the table? Why would you not just pick it up? If I was being more sophisticated, I might say, like, you know, the Rambam says, someone who does mitzvahs for the sake of the reward is like a woman and a child, and you know it's a, he's an oved meyira, it's not proper, you should be oved me'avra and do the right thing, emes b'vneishu ha'emes, do the right thing because it's the right thing, like the ratzon Hashem is the word tzitzis, so why would you leave that aside? That's like a more philosophical and like firm way to put it. Anyways, even that he puts aside, he's totally looking at the mitzvah, he's not even looking at, like, so to speak, what Hashem wants and what's reward or punishment or doing the right thing. He's saying totally practical. As I read, it says you should do it because it's going to remind you of the mitzvahs. Like it's very fun, you know, it's very, very practical and non. It's like the right thing. Are you crazy that you have a chance? I don't know if we call it a segula, whatever we're going to put. This is Hashem says this will bring you to remember the mitzvahs. What else is there in life? So you're crazy to leave it behind. It's funny. That's doesn't say because Hashem wants you to do it. Okay, that's what he says. It's very, very practical. Fascinating. Balkane, and therefore, Yeshbo Chamisha Kesharim, and therefore, since, it's a funny Alkane, but and therefore, since it's coming to remind you to do the mitzvahs, so there are five knots, in other words, right, there's five, let's call them double knots, that go down on each of the four corners, and then there's the four sets of loops, the chulios, between them. Keneged Chamisha Chumashay Torah, keneged the five chumashim to remind you of the Torah. Va'arba kanafayim, and there are four corners, shebechol tzad, sheyifne yizkor. And that way, so to speak, wherever you turn on your tzitzis, you'll be reminded of the five books of Moses, the chavish, the chumshay Torah. Interesting, that's...
In other words, they should be out.
Sure, they should be out, that's for sure. That's clear.
If somebody just told you, you have to wear tzitzis, you wouldn't know that.
That's right. So he's coming out. This is the... It's to remind you, and this is how it reminds you. V'nachon, and it's... Now, just look carefully. This is v'nachon. This is a step down from v'tov v'nachon. It's just... And it's right. L'lavsho al hamabushim. To wear it on top. Now, I just want to clear. It doesn't mean sticking them out from under your shirt. He means to wear your arba kanfos on top. Like chassidim wear. On top. Wear it on top. L'fachos. And at least, yizaher shia levush tzitzis v'shas tzfila. If you're not going to wear tzitzis all day or whatever it is, or you're going to go bike riding, take them off, whatever your shtick is, at least when you daven and put on an arba kanfos to have tzitzis. That's din number one. So, Mishabura says, not that much. He says, Kadesh Yizkor, so you should remember them. Duk. Huh?
He doesn't mean the Kari Skrub in there. He means the Kari Skrub.
I look.
Yeah. That's what we're talking
about. I think either or. No, because remember, there's Minch and Marav also. I think. That's how I understood it.
So we're talking about the Kari Skrub before the wedding.
I think so. Oh, Tzitzis. Either or. Tala, she's wearing yours.
We're not talking about that you're wearing a separate Kari Skrub, but you have besides your Kari Skrub.
I don't think so. Yeah, correct. Exactly. I think so. Yeah. What the exact connection is, I'm not 100% sure. But we'll see here. We'll see. He's gonna say, okay. So it says Kadesh Yizkor. So you should remember the mitzvahs. Dugma l'davar. This is a funny tour. It's like I don't know why he used the word lashon of dugma, but like it's like a mashal, so to speak, an example of what, like how this works. Ka'adam hamazir lechavero al inyan. Echad, you know, your buddy tells you, don't forget, you know, to call your mom and say Happy Mother's Day to her. Shekosher kesher beizuro kadei she is kareno. So like he ties, you know, ties a string, you know, on his finger, whatever it is, around the old oak tree, whatever it is, to not forget. It's funny, that's the tour. The tour looks at the tzitzis is like, you know, tie a string around your finger so you shouldn't forget. Now we have, you know, iPods, a ring or whatever, but that's what they used to do it, tie a string on the finger. That's the tour describes your tzitzis, to remind you, don't forget the mitzvah, don't forget the mitzvahs. Okay? So, that's the word. Now, al malbushim. And obviously, if you talk them in, you're not going to have that. That's not going to work for you. Okay. If you talk them in, you're not going to have that. Okay? We're on top, al hamabushim. Now, ayin le'il b'simen ches, b'mishabura, mashakasav nusham. That's where he made us think about not wearing them. Yeah, you should have your tzitzis out. Okay. B'shat ha'tfila, u'b'kriyashma. He said, not only when you're actually doing Shmoneh Esrei, but also kriyashma. Now the Isa Bazaar Parsha Shalach Lecha, the Zohar says, "Da kor kriyashma bli tzitzis." When you say kriyashma without tzitzis, lechora this would be tzitzis kriyashma in the morning only, because there's no real mitzvah to say kriyashma at night with the third parsha. So made edus sheker ba'atzmo. He's like so to speak, testifying that he is like a liar. You know, is that the little? Yeah, he's attesting to his own insincerity. This is a lashon that's barred by saying Krishna without tefillin on, but really, it is. You're not doing it exactly right because it says that you're going to wear them. You don't exactly. Shakur parsha tzitzis veino mekayim hakra. You're reading the parsha saying Hashem says Vayomer, and you're not doing it. Kasav chay adam lo tov osim hamonam, and many do this. It's not good. She mispalm b'derech below talis gadol. They daven on the road and they don't wear a talis gadol. That's the outer thing. Val pi rov a talis katan eno asik kadin b'chol pratav she aroy levarach alav. I don't know what that means. Really, he says you should know. And since most talis katans aren't really that
size.
I don't know. They're small, exactly. So they're not the proper size necessarily. It's questionable if they're chayav, and therefore, it's not great to do. It's like bad to not wear a talis gadol, and the talis katan can't be relied upon. V'gamhu yashin bo belaila, and also he's sleeping with talis katan at night. Well, I think it's just a bracha. It's just an issue of like it's like not special for davening. It's like a bizayon. Remember we saw before. It's like somehow. It's megareya and its specialness. Strange. So everything's clear. Just what's strange is the thrust of all these halachas are a little like surprising.
Chavshayim makes it seem like it's obvious to sleep with it at night.
It's going chayyada.
The chayyada, yeah, the chayyada.
The
Arizal said the Arizal was slept in it at night. I don't know, you do or you don't, but the point is, if you sleep at night, it's like it undermines its specialness.
You stand up right around my neck.
Oh, yeah. I don't sleep at night, yeah. Anyways, that's Allah.